top 21 people in the Panthers were arrested and put on trial. 156 different counts of conspiracy. And what that did, and what and kind of the strategy of COINTELPRO there was to hopefully what will happen is, you know, you'll convict the people and they'll go to jail and that'll be that. But if you don't convict them, you tie them up in court, and you tie them up in court for long periods of time. So the trial of the New York Panther 21 went on for almost 2 years. It was the longest trial in New York State history to that point. People had hundreds of thousands of dollars in bail that they had to pay. They couldn't pay their bail. So now you have the leadership of the Panther Party in jail trying to fight this these charges. They can't do any work. And finally, after this two-year trial, you know, in a couple of hours, the jury comes back with 156 not guilty verdicts. And so everybody goes free. Nobody's convicted of anything. But, you know, it in some ways destroys the party. You know, in New York, because you know the leadership is in jail for almost 2 years. But also, I think it's really important to understand is, you know, for anybody to join the Panthers at that point, you'd have to be crazy. You know, if you know that by joining the Panthers, you can be put up on charges, trumped up charges, and go to jail, that you're going to have to spend all this money to protect yourself. That this organization is riddled with informers. That, you know, why would you join? Why would anybody join this organization? So I think that, you know, even though the Panthers weren't convicted, in a large way, the COINTELPRO program of the FBI was successful.